Hello to each one, and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Levi Stalsis sharing with you today. The last few days, I had my children prepare a devotion that I shared with you. And today, my 12-year-old son prepared a devotion, but I decided rather than me trying to explain what it says, I would just have him share that with you. So hold on one moment.
Okay, so Psalms 1, we're in Psalms 1, verse 1. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." So what I got out of this verse was, if we do not become tangled with the ungodly and the sinners, we will be blessed. In other words, if we stay away from all the ungodly things, then God will bless us. Next is verse 2. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." And then this verse, I think, means we do not delight in playing with sin, but instead we delight in God's law, and we will meditate on it all the time, day and night, is what the verse says. Verse 3, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And then I think this verse means, imagine a tree that is planted right by the water. A tree like this will be green, and it will have much fruit. If we are righteous and delight in God's law, we will be like that tree. We will be prosperous. And then verse 4 says, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." What I got out of this verse is, so now that we know how a righteous man looks, now we will see what the sinner or the ungodly looks like. Chaff is leftover pieces of wheat that are useless. And then verse 5 says, "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous." And so now it says that the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Also, the sinners will not be able to be with God's people. They will be separated. Verse 6 says, "The Lord knoweth the way of the unrighteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." And then I think here it clearly says, that the ungodly or the sinners will perish.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to do this, and Lord bless you.